looking for him now, Frankenstein, and I want to know what the fuck you're doing with my time.
Hey, all you freaks and geeks, all you ghosts and ghouls, it's your unfriendly neighborhood homicidal maniac, Raven Homicide here, and this is the Homicidal Geek Show.
That's true. It really is.
So we got a lot to talk about.
Yes. Yes, we do. And my fancy new setup.
Yep.
It's actually clean now. Isn't it nice to see all the posters and everything on the wall and not be a fucking mess? I haven't been doing this for like 6 years in this fucking office for almost four. It's a fucking disaster. Welcome back. Yes. Yeah, so I think the first show went well. People seem to receive it pretty well.
Did they?
I don't know.
I haven't started.
I don't think anybody cares. No, just kidding. Freak show. Yeah. So anyway, this is the Homicidal Geek Show with Raven Homicide and Justin McPatches of Underground Horror Radio. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start playing Magic. I think that'll be cool.
Yeah.
No.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start going out into the woods, flick off no trespassing signs, get in my underwear and take selfies. That's what I'm going
to
do.
I think that would be the cool thing to do.
I think that would be the coolest fucking thing to do in the world. I mean, I would get all these chicks fucking liking my pictures and everything.
Yeah, I don't think so. Speaking of geeky things, are you going to Bobby's on Sunday for Fastlane? I think I'm going.
Yeah, I'm going to Bobby's house.
Might as well see him. Oh, good farewell to Bobby. Hopefully everything will work out in Gainesville for him.
Eric Child wants my homicidal hot wings again, so.
Good for Eric Child. He still thinks he's better than me on the microphone. He's fucking wrong.
Shots fired.
Well, his character shots fired. In real life, I like the guy. He's all right.
Yeah, cool. Eric's a good guy.
He's a good dude, but on the microphone, I'll fuck him up. I'm serious. I'm the fucking man on this shit. You know me. I'm the man on this microphone.
I think you just thrown down the gauntlet.
I do throw down a gauntlet. I'll get on a live mic or this mic or any fucking mic, and I'll go to town. You know, I have experience, so there it is. But yeah, a lot of stuff. Deadpool came out. We both saw Deadpool. Yeah,
I saw
together,
Deadpool
but
opening
I saw,
night.
I saw it next morning. So let's not try to give anything away. We can't give
he
away.
He has cancer.
He also has superpowers. Okay, well, anyway, that was Deadpool, everybody.
His name's Wade Wilson.
Who was a ripoff of Slade Wilson.
Which it seriously was.
Yeah, of course it was. Look, back then, like a fucking Shazam bopped around, you know, company.
Well,
company.
It's so funny because if you look at the history of Marvel and DC, there's so many ripoffs. Shazam is Superman. Oh, wait, no.
Shazam is Superman.
Shazam is Superman.
No, he was just like a magic version of Superman.
But Swamp Thing was ripped off of Man Thing, amazingly. Because Man Thing became before Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing was a good movie, by the way.
Oh, God, yeah. Fucking Wes Craven.
Fucking Wes Craven. Oh, man.
I mean, there's so many fucking ripoffs. I mean, hell, look when Image started, how many fucking Wolverine ripoffs they were fucking making.
Yes, but I will say something that wasn't a ripoff that was awesome was the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, hell no, that was all original.
Oh, yeah. Well, they were making
it was based off of Daredevil, but...
Right.
You know.
I could totally see them hanging out with Daredevil.
Yeah, well, they're hanging out with Batman right now.
So. Yeah, oddly enough. Speaking of Daredevil, we'll talk about Deadpool again in a minute, but Daredevil season 2 is coming out very soon and it looks fucking phenomenal.
And fucking
Jay Burns.
Punisher comics have been dead in the water for a while. They're starting to skyrocket again.
Of course they are. And let's be clear. I have nothing against the other, like I loved Warzone. Yeah. I thought it was a good Punisher adaptation.
Yeah.
Fucking what's his name? Rhys Stevenson. Fucking great Frank Castle.
I like Thomas Jane.
I like him too. It was a whole different story though. But as far as comic books
go, I like
go,
Thomas Jane.
The other one looked like Pratt Street drawings.
And then you got Lundgren that did the original.
Well, yes, Lundgren, yeah. And now Jay Burchill from Walking Dead. I think he's going to be a good Punisher.
I'm giving him a chance.
I think he'll be fine. The trailer was good.
Yeah.
He was fucking sweet on that trailer.
It was like, okay, is this a Daredevil trailer or a fucking Punisher trailer?
It's a Punisher trailer.
Exactly.
Yeah. Which is going to be good. But those are both dark characters. So yeah. I mean, they're part of the Marvel Knights, so
yeah.
It'll be good. But back to Deadpool being, it was the highest rated, R-rated movie ever. I don't know, ever, but one of the highest rated R movies.
It wasn't the first R-rated comic book
movie,
though.
And people are misconstruing what they, I think they're trying to say about it. It's the first one that was super successful.
Yeah.
As far as box office.
Yeah.
Okay, because Watchmen, yes, and Sin City, Dread, those are known comics, but they weren't as known. Deadpool is a normal Marvel character that interacts with X-Men.
Blade.
Yes, but Blade wasn't as successful as Deadpool.
The first Blade was
not as
successful.
It was the first good Marvel movie that came out.
Yeah.
Other than like maybe the original Punisher with Dolph Lundgren, but like Howard the Duck
was that even a Marvel movie?
What?
The Lundgren Punisher.
I'm pretty sure they own it.
Well, they own. I don't. They own it, but I don't know because there were so many. That crappy ass Fantastic Four, not the one that just came out. No, 1980s one.
Oh, you're talking about the Roger Corman one?
Yes.
That's more accurate to the comics than anything else.
Which is crazy. It was crappy, but it was better than the fucking one that just came out.
Well, you know what? It's funny because the one with Chris Evans, you know, before he was Captain America, that one looked better comic book wise. Other than fucking up Doom, was pretty. Spot on to the comic.
Mr. Nip-Tuck.
Yeah, and then Mr. fucking the Shield. But he was a good thing.
Yeah.
Michael Chiklis was a good fucking thing.
I like Michael Chiklis. And he's good in Gotham right now.
Yeah. Well, Gotham's got a lot of good people in it.
Oh, God, yes.
But I haven't watched it in a while. But yeah. So Deadpool was really good. It was what it was supposed to be. Deadpool was this off-the-wall character. Ryan Reynolds wanted to protect the character because of what happened to X-Men Origins.
Yes.
And so far, this is the first time Fox didn't fuck up as far as comics go. Well, no, that's not true. Future Days of Past is fucking great.
Yes.
And X-Men First Class was good. So other than those.
I finally watched First Class, I think, a few months ago. The only scene I ever really watched is when, you know, Eric and Charles walk into the bar.
Wolverine's like, go fuck yourself. Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that was awesome.
They just turn around and walk back out.
So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm excited. I think that, you know, Deadpool was really good. It was what it was supposed to. It was gory, and it was violent, and it was sexy. And they got the chick that was in Firefly in it. That was cool.
It was fun.
It was a fun movie. And it was supposed to be the way it was.
Now I will say the end credits. There's two end credits, people. So stay for the fucking end credits.
I only saw one.
There's two.
Oh, see, I only saw the one where he comes out and does the Ferris Bueller thing.
Yeah, well, it's a two Ferris Bueller thing.
Oh, I saw them both. I saw them both. I thought, yeah. And it's
I mean, it cuts and then it, you're still here.
No, I was expecting like Logan to show up, but that never
happened. I did too. I was like, okay, where's Hugh Jackman?
But Colossus, guess what he was? He's fucking Colossus.
Yes.
He was Colossus.
Yep.
How come they couldn't do that before? Why did they fuck him up so bad before? Because
they could only afford two X-Men.
Those two X-Men were more appropriate to X-Men than the X-Men films. As far as the 90s comic or cartoon we grew up on.
Yeah.
Although I am excited for Apocalypse.
Oh, speaking of cartoons, guess what is being remade and aired as we speak right now because it's airing on BBC.
Young Justice?
Huh?
Young Justice?
Oh, no, something way better than Young Justice.
I never watched Young Justice.
Count Dracula.
Are you talking about Darkwing Duck or Count Dracula?
No, it's Count Dracula.
Is it the same version of Count
Dracula? It's not the same version, but it looks good.
It's
Danger Mouse and Count Dracula.
They're not doing it from the fucking guys that made Teen Titans Go, are they?
Oh, God, no.
Thank you.
No,
that's terrible.
It's BBC. It's BBC.
So. I love BBC. Doctor Who. And Being Human. So, yeah, that's awesome.
But, yeah, fucking today, Count Dracula just dropped again. It's like, no shit.
They're saying they want to redo Darkwing Duck. Like, no, do a sequel to Darkwing Duck as, like, in the like later on.
Yeah.
Don't remake him because he can. It's Darkwing Duck.
Yeah.
So, anyway, that's some geeky rants there for you. But, yeah, no, definitely Deadpool. Definitely go see it if you're a comic book fan. The other thing I wanted to talk about comic book fans that I noticed lately is people get fucking asshole-ish and they go... Oh, all these people suddenly like Deadpool. I'm like, that's a good thing. That means comic books will be fucking bought.
That's why I'm loving this Friday 13th NES bandwagon that has started. It's like, it's more merch for me. I've loved the game since 1989.
Yeah. Thank you, video game nerd.
I seriously think it's NECA, though.
No, but he did the video.
Yeah. And I seriously think it's NECA that started the whole product.
Retro? I wonder if anybody else has any retro NES posters made lately. I thought there was one guy that did, but I couldn't remember.
Bridge of Power Glove Productions does.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And then some dude named McPatches.
Yeah,
you know?
McPatches Media has one. That'll be up at the Freak Show. We'll talk about that here in a couple minutes. But definitely go see Deadpool. It's awesome. But yeah, you know, it's like, okay, my best example of this whole comic book bitch wagon is this. I love now Reanimator. It's so fucking good. I didn't really watch Reanimator or knew what it was. I never really watched it till last October for Morbid Movies. When I went to Morbid Movies, I had it on Netflix, but I'm like, you know what? I want to just wait until I see it on the big screen. I may or may not like it. Dude, I fucking love that movie. Reanimator is fucking sick.
Yep.
So I dressed as Reanimator for Spooky Empire on Halloween. Yeah. You know, and I worked on my costume and stuff. It was pretty sweet. And I love Reanimator. So am I a fucking asshole because I just now watched Reanimator? No. Oh, you're on the Reanimator bandwagon. No. I just saw something finally, and I'm like, this is actually fucking good. Hey, guess what? I never watched Game of Thrones. Uh-oh, throw stones at me. Like, fuck off. So if you've never read a Deadpool comic, go to the shop and buy one now if you like the movie, because it's very similar. If it's probably the same thing. I knew who Deadpool was. I've seen him in a lot of cartoons and stuff over the years. So I have an idea, and I watched the movie, and I think it's great. So same thing with Daredevil. I knew who Daredevil was because of the Spider-Man cartoon back in the 90s. Yep. I watched the Ben Affleck movie. I liked it. I thought it was good. Because that was when Marvel started doing, like, the Spider-Man movie came out already.
Yes.
Then it was Daredevil, which was darker. And then the TV show is fucking phenomenal on Netflix. And now we got season two. So if you've never been introduced to this stuff, this is a good time. Yes, I think MegaCon is overcrowded. Yes, there's 85 Spider-Man, 75 Iron Man. Yeah, it's kind of annoying in a sense where I'm like, all right, I need to get through this crowd. But that's just me on that. But if you're a fan of it, that's fine. Good.
Yeah, but in the horror instance, too, look how many of us Freddies and Jasons there are. So when you go to a convention, but it doesn't bother me because
it's cool.
It's like a family. We're a horror family in that aspect, just like we should be a comic book family in the comic book world.
Yeah, aspect. I agree with that. Comic books, go support your local comic book shop too if you want. Big Dog Comics, Collectors, whoever's open.
Da Vinci's Dreamworks.
Yeah, where's that at?
There's one in Vero and there's one down in Jensen Beach, old Jensen Beach. Where, interestingly enough, is not exactly where Cyber Dragon used to be back in the day, but close to Cyber Dragon.
Is that the one that has the game store?
A few comics. But
on the way to the beach, it had all the Warhammer shit, right?
Yep.
By the way, don't get in the Warhammer unless you want to spend a lot of money.
Oh, God, no.
Fucking Warhammer is not the same as Warcraft. Just so you know, it's totally different. Warhammer, you build everything, you paint everything. It's a time-consuming fucking nightmare.
Forget the wife, forget the children.
Yeah,
Your pets are going to start eating.
This is something you would do in college if you don't have anything else going for you. Well, this would have been something you did in college in the 90s before the internet. Now it's like all online, so fucking.
Yeah.
You know, have your LAN parties.
Oh, man, I miss LAN parties.
Did you see the picture of the guy duct taped and there had a LAN party going on? They were playing Counter-Strike and the guy was duct taped up to the ceiling and he was playing because he needed room. And I'm like, yes, I remember hooking up all the LAN parties for fucking Counter-Strike.
I only did Doom.
You know what, LAN party of Doom?
Yeah, I only did like Doom and stuff.
Dude,
like that.
Counter-Strike LAN parties on PC was fucking sick.
I'm not big of a PC player.
No, I'm not now. Problem. I think Counter-Strike on a system wouldn't be as good. They did it on original Xbox and it was okay, but the PC Counter-Strike is really fun. It really was like the game. I think it's on Steam still. People playing on Steam.
I don't knock PC players like most of the, you know, hardcore console players do. It's not my cup of tea. I literally was teething on an Atari 2600 controller. So give me a controller in my hand. That's what I prefer.
But you know what? As far as PC gaming, that is just as old school as the fucking Nintendo.
Yeah.
Because it came out, it was, you know, very old school floppy disks. The arcade machines, which is, you know, basically just a big computer TV screen with fucking wires. And a lot of the games we love.
Yeah, but you also got a controller, technically, not a keyboard.
Yeah. Well, no, they started building those controllers for the PC.
Yeah.
You know, and let me tell you something. From what I'm looking at Walmart and Best Buy and those game stores, when people want a fucking game, they don't have this fucking laptop setup I got going on for the radio. They got a fucking, like, light-up fucking keyboard. This magic fucking mouse that has, like, multiple handles on it. You know what I mean? Like, I think they grow extra arms out of their bodies. Like, they're like a doppelganger.
Goru or
doppelganger from Spider-Man. Or when he had the mutant thing going on. So, yeah, it's like that shit going on where it's like, and I'm like, I'm dead. But I'm the same way. I got a PS3 controller, you know, I'm playing. Or when I get a PS4 for Battlefront and stuff, I'll be like, yeah. For me, those work better. But, I'm not good with the mouse.
I'll tell you one day. I'll rock some fucking Oregon Trail and Number Crunchers.
I will rock some Oregon Trail or playing Jason versus Freddy on the emulator.
Now, I will say I've gotten big into emulating old school systems, even though I own every old school system.
Right.
I'm big on emulating now because of retro achievements. I'm an achievement junkie. I've been an achievement junkie since Xbox 360. And it's kind of a bragging right.
Yeah, you're
like, oh shit, I just popped an achievement. You know?
Do you have a 360?
Yeah, I got to. I'm
finish
an Xbox
up and clean
fan.
Up your house so I can come over and play. We need to play X-Men Arcade on Xbox.
That's what
Live.
I have that.
We need to play that. And I got Turtles in Time on Super Nintendo.
I got Turtles in Time reshelled, which people bitch about. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And we got the new one coming out, Out of the Shadows. Or wait, no, that was one that just came out.
That's a shitty movie that's going to suck.
What the fuck's the new... No, it's not.
Well, I'm sorry, what? You don't think the new Turtles
I don't think it's going to suck.
Dude, they look like shit still.
I don't think it's going to suck.
It's going to suck. Krang looks like... It all looks bad.
I enjoyed the first movie, so.
I don't know why you're here. That's awful.
I enjoyed the first movie.
You're out. See, that
here's
we're
the
not
thing.
Open-minded
I
on this show.
I started on TMNT... With the comic, not the cartoon. I went to the cartoon. I went to the toys. I've been through all the Image Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they killed Donnie and made him a fucking cyborg and shit.
I'm sorry that when I was a kid, I couldn't read the Turtle comic book. That was for adults. I had to wait till the 80s cartoon to come out. Sorry, that's my fault, I guess. Oops. No, I knew who the fucking Turtles are. And that 50-year anniversary book or whatever it is pretty sweet, too, or 30-year anniversary
couldn't
book.
Wasn't allowed to. My mom let me read Cracked Monster Party.
That's pretty awesome.
When I was 5 years.
Well, I
no,
just.
Not, maybe a little.
Again, I saw the cartoon first, realized it was from a comic, and I got into the comic. My buddy Matt had all the fucking
Jesus Christ, they kill Shredder in the first fucking comic.
I mean, and they had that in Turtles Forever, which was awesome. Oh, no, them making fun of the 80s Turtles was not awesome, because the 80s Turtles were not incompetent. It was a good fucking cartoon for its time.
Hey, Turtles Forever was fucking cool.
Except them making fun of the 80s Turtles the whole time.
It was fucking cool, though.
No, they don't make fun of the 80s Turtles. 80s Turtles is sweet. Better than the 2003 Turtles. The new Turtles were okay.
Oh, no. The 2003 Turtles was amazing. That was dark, mature fucking Turtles cartoon.
You say that, but you're wrong. No, you're right. That's cool.
It was mature.
Okay. So anyway, yeah, go see Deadpool. Go see what's the next one? Superman, Batman. That's gonna be cool.
Superman, Batman, Civil War,
and then X Men,
and then X Men. I'm excited for Suicide Squad. People can kiss my ass.
I don't know. You like that chick? What's her face?
My God.
What's her face? What's her name?
Margaret Robbie.
What has she been in? Nothing.
She was in Wolf of Wall Street.
Was she naked?
Hell yeah, she was butt ass fucking naked.
I'm gonna have to watch that movie now.
I mean, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio's like begging that shit. Daddy wants, you know.
All right, that's a good movie.
I can't believe you haven't seen that.
No, I never
got into
it.
It's a fucking amazing movie.
I never got into it.
You're gonna like fast forward to the...
Fast forward, what are we, in fucking the 90s?
I think there's like two or three parts where she's nude.
I don't know, I don't care. But it's good that she's in Suicide Squad. I guess we'll see how that goes. I'm excited for Batman Superman, though.
Yeah.
What else is going on? So, we got a couple conventions coming up.
Got two really cool conventions now.
Yeah. Well, I see stuff online all the time for other ones, but they're always somewhere else, and I'm not going to Miami. I think it's like UltraCon, which is cool. Don't get me wrong. Nothing against that. Or
well, I think he's bringing Geek Fest back up to West Palm.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I couldn't go to that one. PalmCon, it's usually... You know, money-wise.
Yeah.
But we got the Treasure Coast Freak Show in our own backyard.
Literally across the street from my house.
Oh, really?
I could probably throw a football and hit the fucking building.
That's cool. Is it the one where they have NXT
Actually,
yet?
No, I couldn't because I can't throw a fucking football.
Is that the one where they have NXT at all the time?
Yeah, it's the Fin Center where NXT is.
Okay, so that's where the con's going to be.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yep.
That's cool. All right. I guess I'll pull it up on the website. So if you have not gotten your tickets to Treasure Coast Freak Show yet, please do. Let me pull it up here real quick.
Yeah, because I mean, my company, Razor Power Glove Productions. This is gonna be the first convention we're starting. We're looking at doing PalmCon. We're looking at doing conventions around the area at the moment. Got a lot. We got Ari Lehman, First Jason, gonna be at the Treasure Coast Freak Show. He's actually gonna be putting on a concert March 5th, my 36th birthday.
We're at the night there, or are they going to go set up a bar or something?
It's probably going to be set up somewhere there.
Okay. That's cool.
He kind of did at Shock Pop.
All right, yeah, that was good.
Had a little stage so they could have all their little bands and stuff like that they had. V is for Villain and just any other. It's a nice little first show. We got Naomi Grossman. We got Tyler Mane.
From X-Men and Halloween.
Naomi Grossman's from American Horror Story Freak Show.
And Asylum.
Was she in Asylum? See, I didn't watch Asylum.
I think she was in Asylum, yeah.
Hell, actually, in all honesty, I haven't watched any of them. I started watching the first one, and I just lost interest.
Jennifer Lynn Warren, who is also in American Horror Story.
I mean, it's a first
Rob convention. Archer, yep.
So you can't have the biggest names in Hollywood yet.
No, it's fine. They got Rob Archer, who was the big, he was the Krampus in Christmas Horror Story, which was actually really good. Nick King, who was in Sinister, is the Bagul, I think is the name of it. He's going to be there. And my wife was like, holy shit.
I didn't watch Sinister.
Sinisters are good. Both of them were pretty good. Second one was all right. First one was a little bit better, but I liked them. It was a good story. So that'd be cool to talk to him.
I'm seriously hoping to get a few of these people to my booth and so they can play my Freddy versus Jason and my Freddy versus Jason Donkey Kong.
So what are you going to do, bring your Nintendo?
Yeah, I'm having it set up at the booth.
Okay.
My actual Nintendo that now when you open up plays the Friday 13th
nice.
Music.
Nice. So we got Paranormal Expeditions with some three lovely ladies. One of them I know pretty well when she hung out at the
Rachel?
Mall. No, I know Danielle. They used to hang out at the mall here back in the day. So it's these lovely ladies... pretty much it's like Ghost Adventures, but with ladies. So that's cool. Ari Lehman, we talked about. So first Jason, who's also in a band who plays a machete guitar.
Yes.
That's pretty sweet. We interviewed him a long time ago for Not For Air. So
that'll be good. Hopefully we'll interview him for a Homicidal Geek Show as well.
Yes. Yeah, because I'll be there doing Underground Horror Radio stuff, and you'll be there doing Razor Glove Productions, and we'll be running around.
You'll be running around. I'm going to be selling shit.
Well, we're going to have to make time to do interviews or do a show. Well, you said you want to do a show there,
yeah,
too.
No,
so,
no,
God
no.
damn it. You'll figure it out. Danielle, I'm sorry. Danica Rockwood, who's a gamer and a cosplayer. Sorry. She looks good. Very nice. And then we got Theodius Crane from Walking Dead. And Travis Love, also from The Walking Dead. Plus, there'll be other people there doing shows, there's movies, vendors such as yourself, Razor Glove Productions.
A lot of cool vendors will be there.
Yeah, yeah, including Ignite Wrestling.
Yeah, Ignite Wrestling will be there.
Was it Ignite Pro Wrestling?
Ignite Wrestling, yeah.
Okay. Just making sure. I know it used to be something else, and she changed it, which is cool. Yep. That's cool.
So, yeah, it's going to be a fun time. And it's my 36th birthday weekend, and I thought that was pretty cool when John... You know, it's like, oh, it's on your birthday weekend when he announced it. You know, tickets are still available. They're fairly priced, too. I mean, it's not super expensive.
Yeah, you get a weekend pass for $40 and then pre-sale for $35 if you just want to be there. And I think they're doing something on Friday, but it's like very special.
Yeah, well, it's like a normal, like Spooky does. Spooky starts at like 5 o'clock and runs till 11.
Something like
11.
That. Okay. So that'll be good. So everybody stay tuned for the Florida Freak Show, Treasure Coast Freak Show.
Yes.
And that's one of the many cons that we'll be doing stuff. And, of course, in April.
Literally a month after Freak Show.
Yeah, April, we're going to go and take a ride for a day down to Spooky and hang out and see Jennifer Rubens.
I can't
and
not wait. Alice Cooper. They announced Alice Cooper, which I got the He's Back vinyl record I'm going to get signed.
Nice. A lot of cool stuff. So, you know, like I said, there's a lot of good movies. There's not too many horror movies out right now. I think the next one is Purge.
The next Purge is going to be good.
I think so, too. The second one was amazing.
The second one was amazing. It felt like a Punisher movie, but I loved it still.
If Frank Grillo wasn't already Crossbones, who's going to be in Captain America Civil War, he would be a good Frank Castle. Yeah. You know, but Jay Birch will do fine. So I'm excited for that. But yeah, the Purge Punisher side story will be good. And that, you know.
Yeah, because he's in the next one.
Yeah, he's
a bodyguard of the senator.
Yeah.
She's a senator or something.
Yeah, and
like
they're trying to get rid of the Purge Knight.
Which.
That's cool.
I hope it's going to be like the next Saw because I wouldn't mind a Purge movie.
I'd rather have that than Saw. I don't like Saw.
I wouldn't mind a Purge movie every year, in all honesty. I mean, it's a good concept. It's a fun concept.
Yeah, I thought it was a good idea. First one was like a home invasion movie, and then second one, I liked the whole outside
element.
And this one's a little bit different, too. So I like that, and I like The Collection and Collector.
Oh, yes.
Those were good movies.
Oh, yes. Surprised they haven't done another one of that yet.
I don't know if they really need to. But hey, I do like the guy they had in both of them, though. What's his face?
You know, what's funny is I'm actually getting this in the mail. I'm getting a Blu-ray in the mail today. I only paid $5 for it.
What Blu-ray?
Brand new. It's a movie that people shit on, and I like it. It's Cruel World.
Cruel World?
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
You've never seen Cruel World?
No.
It's got Eddie Furlong.
Oh, yeah, I have it. I had it, in, like, it was in a DVD pack that had, like, 20 shitty movies. That was one of them.
It's not a bad movie.
It's all right.
I liked it.
It's not bad. Poor Edward Furlong. He went down a dark path.
Eh.
And he brought Monica Keena with him. That's unfortunate.
I enjoyed my. I paid $5 for it right now.
I like Night of the Demons remake.
Yeah?
The Night of the Demons remake, 2009.
I don't think I saw it.
It was good. It wasn't like no, a remake remake. It was like a different town, different time, similar story. So I thought it was good.
Yeah.
That's one of the few remakes, air quotes, that I actually enjoy because many of them I do not.
So I helped 000 Films to work on. I reworked his Friday 13th strategy guide because he had it in landscape. I put it in portrait so it could be printed. It's going. People are going insane for it. They're like, I want a copy. I was not expecting.
So did they know that you basically play with it like color forms, or is that
no? That's my Razor Power.
What's
glove?
The strategy glove for the game?
The strategy guide.
It's a strategy glove. It gloves. It's it's a Pit Boy. It's a Pit Boy.
Oh, a Razor Glove Pit Boy.
That would be sweet.
Oh, I'm surprised nobody's done that yet.
They might.
Ooh.
So it's the guide for the game. That's a remake of that game.
No, it's the actual guide for the game. Not a remake or nothing. It's
wait for the game that's on Nintendo
for the original game.
You
it tells you how to get the. It tells you how to beat the game. How to get around.
Is it done up like one of those old Nintendo Power?
Kinda, yeah.
I love those. Those are awesome.
I mean, it shows you where all the health is. If you go around the entire, the little trails and stuff where you jump.
Yeah.
You could go get all the health and be good for
That'd
a while.
That'd be sweet.
It tells you how to get the quick torch, blind cave. Fight Jason out on the road, not in the house.
Yeah, that's a bitch.
Because you can take more health out of Mountain the Road. So, but yeah, that's boomed. My Razor Power Glove Productions is booming. I'm excited because I just started it in January. So, and I just talked to Night Terror Gloves about making me.
Now who's that?
He builds razor gloves,
okay.
Replica of razor gloves, and he builds the replica of the Freddy's Dead Power Glove, which if it wasn't for the Power Glove, I probably wouldn't be sitting here talking about Razor Power Glove Productions. And he's going to build me a hybrid versus Power Glove. He's going to put the Power Glove stall on and...
All right, sorry, I had to do that. I know that's your thing.
Because the reason why I'm doing the Versus, because the Versus is a primal glove. It's a beast of a glove.
The Freddy versus Jason glove.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
The blades are not crude, or they're not old knives that were made into. It's a primal, beautiful glove. And then, of course, I love the Power Glove, because back in my day, when I played with a Power Glove, I still play with a Power Glove. I built my own Razor Power Glove, kind of.
Yes, you did. It was cool.
And he's going to build me, and it's going to be called the Homicidal Power Glove.
Very nice.
Because it's going to be a Razor versus onto a Power Glove.
That's cool. It still bugs me. I don't know if it was you I asked about this or Nicole, because I did Underground Horror Radio last week. And, like, the reason why he has the glove, the original, we're talking about the original Nightmare on Elm Street, like universe, Freddy versus Jason, all that, the sequels, was because he built them in real life.
Yes.
Right? And he killed kids and stuff. Yep. We know that. In the remake, he didn't do that. He's a toucher, and he had the lawn shit. So why did he have a glove in the dream world? Like, why was that his thing, even though that wasn't his thing in real life? Like, why would that come up? Why would he think when he got burned alive?
In the remake?
Yeah.
I have no clue.
Does it make sense, does it? Because at least in the original, it's like, this was my shit I killed you with when I was alive. And this is the shit, even though I can do anything I want, I'm going to kill you with, at least in the original movie.
And he made different. If you watch Freddy's Dead, where his daughter goes down in the bay, you can see he's got different kinds of gloves that he built.
Oh, you didn't know about this. So, good news on the Freddy front. You maybe know this. Now, this is after Valentine's Day weekend and President's Day. El Rey Network showed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
And they had Freddy's Nightmares.
Yep.
Awesome.
El Rey's bringing back Freddy's Nightmares.
I know.
Run.
And Robert Englund hosted the whole time.
So
sweet.
Hopefully we'll finally get a Blu-ray for Freddy's Nightmares.
I hope. Because
there's a bootleg out there.
I know.
But it's all like recorded from VHS.
I like that though, because the bootlegs they had of Freddy's Nightmares were the same ones that had at the time the producer's cut of Halloween 666.
Oh.
Remember? But what happened was when Dimension and did the box set for Blu-ray, they included the producer's cut cleaned up version in it. And I'm like, it's not the same. No, it's cool. But the sheer fact that this thing existed and nobody else can get a hold of it unless you go to a con and like fucking bootleg it.
Yeah, yeah.
It was kind of a cool thing because it's like, look what I got. I got this like, it was like old school trading cards and shit.
Yeah.
Like, listen, come over. I got this shit.
Yes.
Now it's like everybody has it. I'm like, okay. Let's,
we'll see. It's like I went to a Spooky. Well, Adolf went to Spooky for me once, and he got me the Freddy Krueger MTV Music Hour where Robert
Englund,
you know, hosting.
But was he Freddy Krueger or is just Robert?
Oh,
Englund?
It's Freddy Krueger.
I still think that even if it wasn't being in the '80s, like younger Robert Englund, as good as Robert Englund is cool now, was into that kind of stuff anyway, he would have just been like, "Yeah, man, I'm into this shit," you know, because he's a surfer.
Yeah, yeah, he was a server. Yeah. That's how him and Mark Hamill.
Yeah. Wait, Mark Hamill, like the Joker Mark Hamill?
Yeah. Mark Hamill slept on his couch.
That's awesome.
That's how Mark Hamill got the part to be Luke Skywalker.
Was with Robert Englund?
Robert went and auditioned, didn't get the part. He's like, hey, they're
yeah. Well, he did that TV movie with the mustache where he was killing people before that.
Yeah.
Fucking Luke Skywalker.
And then, and of course he was on V. Robert Englund's on V.
Oh, yeah, he was on V, and then he tried out for Nightmare and got it.
Yep.
Real quick, when we went with Spooky Empire for the first time, I met Danny Hassel. And so I met Danny Hassel, and he's like, yeah, man, I haven't seen Robert like in like 20 years. And the first thing he says to me, man, the waves are kicking up at Cocoa Beach. And I'm like, because Danny surfs and everything. I'm like, that's fucking awesome. I'm like, first thing Robert Englund says to you after 20 years is, hey, man, the waves are kicking up.
First thing Robert Englund ever said to me when I met him, I was wearing my Dokken tooth and nail shirt. And he literally goes, Dokken, bitchin'.
Yeah. Well, he was in the video.
Of course. But.
So what do you think about like this sudden urge of the 80s, like grindhouse stuff coming up? Like, you know, El Rey is a big thing.
It comes in spurts because... every 20 years, that generation comes, like, you know, the 70s started making a comeback. You know, the 80s are making its comeback. It goes into spurts like that. And then eventually the 90s will be making its comeback again, which kind of the 90s is a little bit now. So.
I know. Hold on. I got to pull up something. There's a trailer I saw that somebody made. It was about Star Wars, but they totally, like, made it awesome. Hold on.
Made a trailer of Star Wars. Folks will be here a while.
What?
So folks will be here a
yeah,
while.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, got a trailer for Star Wars.
Well, hold on.
Like 1,000 of those probably out there. 1 billion. And he's searching, peeps. So how about that Walking Dead? Best fucking episode, people are saying. He's still searching, peeps. And this is when we lose all of our audience.
What audience?
Turn back around, man.
Hold on.
I promise you, peeps, we did not go off the air yet.
All right.
There he goes.
This might be it. Oh, these fucking commercials. Fucking YouTube. By the way, this Gods of Egypt movie looks like a shitty version of Clash of the Titans remake.
Yeah,
that was shitty.
Much.
They're like the same shitty movie. Instead of Greek, now it's Egyptian. Fuck you.
So what
no,
is this?
No, this isn't it. No, never mind. Fuck it. I can't find it. No, there was this trailer that was on Facebook that was Star Wars, but it was done up like a grindhouse style,
yeah.
Where it was like, you know, they added machine gun bullet sounds for the lasers, and it was like, he's a revenge for his family killing, like, you know, the whole Uncle Owen thing, and I'm like, all right, that's cool. I can't find it. Well, whatever. Fuck him. But yeah, fucking that Clash of the the Clash of the Egypt movie looks like shit. Too much CGI and bullshit.
So while he was doing that, I was talking about Walking Dead.
Yeah, I don't care.
You haven't seen it.
Oh, I saw it. I just don't care.
I was happy with how they did what they did.
I thought it was good. It was a good episode, and I liked the fact that Rick decided to fucking go apeshit and just murder walkers like by himself.
He was channeling his inner Dead Rising.
Yeah. Oh, I saw that video. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Well, tonight we got Morbid movies.
Yeah.
We got the Nightmare on Elm Street.
Next month, Army of Darkness.
Kruger Collectibles, I'll be representing. And yeah. I'm actually going to be wearing my SpringwoodSlasher.com shirt tonight.
So what is that, SpringwoodSlasher.com?
It's a website forum.
Okay. 4chan? No, I'm just kidding. I found out about what that was last night. I'm like, ooh.
You finally found out what 4chan was?
I didn't know because I'm not in that world. I guess. I found out what it was. It was something prior to Tumblr, and I know what Tumblr is. Oh, I know what Tumblr
is. I don't know what Tumblr is.
Tumblr is a dark place. You don't want to go. But yeah,
I don't do Tumblr. I don't do Snapchat.
I don't do any of that stuff.
Like, not my cup
of tea. Just found out 4chan is like this, like you have these two types of people fighting, and that's what this whole fucking thing is. Yeah. And it's just people talking shit and weird things happening. Yeah. That's what that is, huh?
And they can post your private personal information, all kinds of
fucking internet. Fucking internet.
It is what it is.
So yes, Morbid movies. Come see Lake Worth and right off the turnpike.
Yeah, Lake Worth,
Florida.
At the movies, Lake Worth.
Yes. So if you're in Ohio, you're shit out of luck.
Yeah.
And they won't let me do a live stream or else that would be sweet.
You're seriously shit out of luck if you're not in Florida right now.
If you're not in this,
you could be in like Alabama and probably make it down, but yeah,
not today. You'd be pushing time, it maybe
because it starts at 9 o'clock.
9:30.
Yeah. 9:30.
Yeah, but it's gonna be good. Like, you know, Dawn of the Dead was all right. I like the remake better. That's just me. But Reanimator was awesome. And this is, you know,
it's $10 a ticket. I mean, you can't.
Return of the Living Dead was sweet. Return of the Living Dead on the big screen was fucking great. And this is the original Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yes,
which was great. And next month is Army of Darkness, which is great. You know, now we got Ash versus Evil Dead, so that's awesome. I'm hoping they pull out a Friday the 13th, but I don't want the original one. Give a start with part 3 or like part 6.
Yeah. Give us Jason and a hawk, not Betsy Palmer.
Yeah, give us Jason and a hockey mask, and we're all
right. I mean, nothing against the original movie.
But it got better once Jason showed up.
I'm the same age as the fucking original movie, so.
Yeah, but I think I like what Jason. Jason is the icon, and, you know, that's Jason.
So. Well, he's the Friday 13th franchise.
Yes, which they don't know what they're doing with. Still,
CW series has dropped. They're doing it. It's
all right. That's fine.
Ari posted it. They're doing the CW.
Maybe they'll have a Supernatural on.
Yeah, everybody keeps saying that.
That would be sweet.
I don't see that happening,
dude. I'm telling you, Dean should shoot up at the end of the remake.
I don't see that happening because Jason will kill their asses.
No, I think they can slow.
Or at least one of them.
No, Jason will slow them down. They'll slow them down enough where they'll think Jason's dead and they'll leave. And that'll be and Jason.
He'll kill one of them.
No, you can't kill one of them.
He has to kill one of them.
No, he can kill everybody.
It's a Friday the 13th series.
I don't know how they're going to... I mean, Supernatural is pretty violent.
It's like there's only one survivor, usually, and it's the female, so...
No, because Jason 8, there was not. There was... And a dog. Male and female and a dog.
Okay.
Well, I can keep going. Jason X, Jason...
Jason X.
Jason 9 had it, the family at the end.
Yeah, but still, you would have to, for shock value alone, one of the...
So you want to Game of Thrones it. Okay. What they should do is bring back John Winchester and then kill him with Jason. That'd be awesome.
I don't think that'd be as pleasing.
Well, Jeffrey Dean Morgan...
It's like, I'm hoping for Negan to take out Daryl, so...
You just want that to happen so bad.
As much as they've been fucking teasing Glenn's gonna die, it's like... People will be used to it if it's Glenn now.
Can't kill Rick. Kill Rick
shows
fuck over.
Oh, can't kill Rick. I mean, even though the show's different from the comic, that would completely just...
Well, and they had a picture of Andrew Lincoln. Show's fucking over.
It would just fuck everything up. They killed Rick.
Yeah, it would.
Because I think Kirkman said he at least wants to get to issue 300, something like that, and just be done with the comic.
I think they should just... This should be the last season.
100%. Really?
I'm over it.
How's this going to be? They're still going with the comics.
Oh, I don't know, man.
We haven't even got to Negan being defeated.
I think I just am over it.
And then the Whisperers, which is the new big bad in the comics, Alpha.
All right. I just, you know, I've seen enough. I'm tired. It's one of those things that drag on.
It's not going to end until it ends.
I know, and that's fine. I'm nothing against it. I just think, like, I'm
it's better than that shitty ass fucking what's the one on Sci-Fi?
Z Nation.
I can't stand that one.
I never watched that.
I can't fucking stand that.
I'm waiting for Bitten though. I like Bitten.
I tried watching that and was like, what the fuck is this? It's not enjoyable.
Another show that should probably end is The Vampire Diaries.
I never got into. Well, I'm not.
The originals is good. They should.
Back in the 90s, I was bitten by that big vampire bug movement deal.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, I even played Vampire the Masquerade.
Well, who didn't? It's Vampire.
But no, there's just vampires now. Give me Blade and I'll be happy with just Blade.
I like the picture of Blade behind the Twilight.
Yeah.
That would have been good. Blade's awesome. Wesley Snipes is Blade.
Yeah.
The one guy they had on TV show in Spike was okay.
Actually, the next Blade, the comics, it's going to be his daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like everybody has a daughter in comics.
I haven't followed the comics in a while. So let me ask you this, because me and Nicole talked about this on Underground Horror Radio. So did you see the female Pinhead that was out?
Yes.
Okay.
The cosplayer.
Great makeup job, and it looked great. The only issue that is her tits were out. And I don't have a problem with her tits, per se.
How is that a problem?
But
look at Angelique.
It wasn't done
up. Not Angelique. Her name was actually female.
No, I know. But what I'm saying for Pinhead, though, it wasn't done up. Like, if she had done the makeup on it, it's like takes away the focus.
Yeah. Takes away the focus. I was looking at the fucking nails
Bullshit. God, no. Oh, maybe you and me were, but a bunch of other guys are going to be like, I don't know. I mean, Nicole was just curious.
If they'd get out of their fucking mom's basement, they wouldn't have to.
Well, we're in a basement now. This is the Basement Dwellers podcast. I bet you there's already one out there.
I don't remember going down any fucking stairs.
It's because I drugged you.
Fucking trippy.
I drugged you. It's fine.
You drugged me?
Yeah. This is the rape cast.
No wonder my asshole hurts.
That's all right. I'm the pitcher. So anyway, no, I just I don't know. I should look it up. Let me know if anybody out there is there's a Basement Dwellers podcast, so I can like look it up. I'm gonna look it up now. No, I'm not. What else we got going on? So what else is happening?
Shit, I don't know. I mean, there's...
So we got the what? So what else? I mean, what other? I don't know. Websites that we got going on that we're kind of doing stuff with for the shirts or for the gloves and stuff.
What do you mean for the gloves?
I don't know. Whatever else we're working on. We got like a bunch of flyers or posters and shit we're working on.
You got
those banners now.
Oh, yeah, man. I can't really have well those banners. Esigns.com did those banners. They're $39.99 free shipping.
That's good.
For 11x2 banner that's on vinyl. You can see them on Razor Power Glove Productions Facebook page. They look fucking amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, mine didn't turn out that good. I have a giant Underground Horror Radio banner with Jason coming out of the water.
We got to hook you up with Esign.
Maybe, yeah. I got to think of a good logo again. I got our logo, but I mean like something else. But that Jason poster looks sweet. But what else we got going on? So you got the posters that you're selling, right? And what's going on with those for the game?
For the game.
Yeah, for the Jason game.
The power.
Yeah, you have one that's Freddy versus Jason, and you have another one that are posters.
Yeah, the Freddy versus Jason Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
The two games that we got right now for the Freddy. How much are the games going for? What's that?
How much are the games going to go for?
We're looking at $40-45 per game. There's parts. Well,
you have to go.
They're
into
all brand new parts. We're not. We don't use donors.
So you take the actual game and you go in there and change it.
It's a chip, everything. It's not like a little SD card built into a little thing. No, it's actual hardware.
All right.
So, you got to pay for the parts. You got to pay for the labor.
And it works on any Nintendo.
Yeah, any Nintendo except Retcon 5, I don't think they'll work on.
What's a Retcon 5?
It's a new system where you can play 5 different...
The Retro Duo thing? Yeah. But the Retro Duo, it works.
Yeah, it should.
But
the Retcon 5 emulates. So.
Oh, it's not a real Nintendo.
they claim it is, but a lot of people say it emulates. So I don't know. I've never fucking owned one. Never touched one.
Right,
so.
But if you do need like an older system, now do you have? Are you selling those Nintendos too, or no?
I'm not selling any Nintendos. No,
the bloody ones. That's no. Yours.
I mean, eventually I might, but not right now.
So if you need a Nintendo, go online or go to Play and Trade.
Yeah.
Definitely go see Play and Trade. It's a better GameStop.
Play and Trade, or you can check out like friends of mine, like Scott Squatch from Video Game Sellers on YouTube.
Yeah.
You know,
or go to a con. I always see somebody with a Nintendo stuff on a con. Yeah, I like those retro games. I think we should like try a 16-bit.
We're eventually going to get, we're going to keep working up because right now I just, the Friday 13th was one of my favorite games back in the day. Right. So we worked on that. And it's all about also, can you work on it? Because doing these is not that easy as people might think they are. I actually dabbled in it and I threw my hands up in the air and said, fuck it, I'm not doing it. I'll just give my ideas to my programmer and let him do it.
Do you like my Duck Hunt? It's my coaster. I'm quite proud of it. I didn't make it, though. I got it from Brian Jackson Fest, one of the the vendors. I like going to different events for vendors. Like, I'm finding cool vendors that do cool shit.
Yeah.
And they have this fucking, what do you call it? They take vinyl, and they make purses out of vinyl.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. And I got that Vader spray painted. I got that at an event.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's a record with vinyl with Vader on it. So anyway, yeah, I think that's kind of cool. So definitely support independent people that do things like this. And I know you used to have a game store, which I wish you still had.
Nah.
Can rebuild.
It was fun for the time, but now I got so much going on with Razor Power Glove Productions.
We can rebuild. We have the technology. Yeah. Stronger.
No, trust me. It takes a lot.
Faster.
Especially when you're doing stuff by yourself.
Yep. Okay, go. You're good.
it takes a lot of your time.
Wait, so you don't want to go to the flea market and hawk toys?
No.
No?
No.
Come on, man. That's the cool thing to do.
I'm done with all that.
Yeah. Me too.
Oh, I just hit
Jesus, the mic. H. Christ. So what else we got going on horror-wise? Like I said, no big movies coming out in The Purge.
Well, like I said, we're talking about Hellraiser. They got the Hellraiser remake with Heather.
The last one they did was a goat fuck.
I didn't even watch it.
It was so bad. Like, you really can't. Like, the makeup looks shitty without it being Doug. It just was, they dubbed his voice. It was awful. And I love Heather Langenkamp. And I think she's in it. It's cool. Is she playing Christy? No.
I don't know who she's playing. I don't know if it's a reboot. They're not saying if it's a reboot or a sequel or what. So
you can't have Hellraiser without Doug Bradley. I'm sorry. You just can't.
No.
Which reminds me, one of the Hellraisers, I forget which one it was, because I own them all. It was the one with, they had Mayhem in it, Dean Winters,
mm-hmm.
and he, like, couldn't remember something, like, you know, and it had Ashley Lawrence in it from the original ones, and she was, like, super bitch, and she, like, tricked the guy, and it was a whole thing. I'm like, she's totally fucking out of character. They brought her back for this as the character, and she's totally out of character. Yeah. Like, that's like, you know, Nancy from Nightmare on Elm Street showing up being a bitch and like mean. I'm like, that's not Nancy.
Yeah, we'll see how Nancy does. Cause like, the movie might not even
Well, you know what I mean.
Be made. I mean,
I know. I'm just talking about how they ruined Kirstie's character.
Yeah.
And I thought, and it was an official sequel, and I'm like, this is a good fuck. I can't believe you ruined Kirstie.
Yeah.
So, Hellraiser's awesome. Clive Barker.
She literally went through hell, so.
I know, but they ruined the character. I think as far as Hellraiser goes, like, I like 1, 2, 3, and 4. And that was kind of it.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'm not the biggest Hellraiser guy. Like, Nicole loves Clive Barker. I like Clive Barker a lot, but it's not like, it's back to Jason and Freddy for me.
Yeah.
And Halloween, you know. Which I love in this order goes Halloween 1. Halloween Part 1 and 2, because I consider it one movie.
Yeah, technically, because they literally combine.
You can combine it. Now, granted, the directing was a little bit different and how it was not the same exact style as Carpenter.
Yeah.
But 1 and 2 is one movie. Halloween Part 1 and 2. Halloween 4. Halloween 3 in a separate thing, because I love Halloween 3 for what it is. Halloween 4. Halloween H2O, and that's it. Like, just leave it at that. Because I think you can still work 4 in there because it's 10 years later. Mm-hmm. But the rest of them can, you know, fuck itself. Yeah. Especially Resurrection. I hate Resurrection more than I hate Rob Zombies, because at least Rob Zombies was a remake. Yes. So I accepted that bullshit was there. I hate Resurrection because that was just a money grab, and that's cocksuckery at its finest. It's like, we killed him in part seven, and I'm like, yes, conclusional, perfect conclusional ending.
Yeah.
You can't make it better than this. She cut his fucking head off. Good stuff. How are we going to make money? Let's put him back in there. Oh, there's going to be some bullshit excuse why he's not dead. And that was the biggest Scooby-Doo bullshit you could ever pull out of someone's ass. And that's Hollywood, because Hollywood's a bunch of goat fucks. And fucking now we have this movie and it counts, and I'm like, dude, fuck you. Leave, you should have just left H2O alone, and this would have been fun. Is it the best Halloween movie? No. Is it better than this and had a good conclusion? Yes. This is all bullshit now with Kung Fu Busta Rhymes and the internet.
Yeah, right.
Go fuck yourself. Fuck yourself so hard.
And just, they only did that because, you know, the internet was starting to become a popular
thing. They did that because it's like, how can we make more money? I got an idea. No. Stop. Because that's what happens. This did well. Let's make money. No. Stop. Stop it. So that's my gripe with that. Like, Nightmares, they're all pretty, well, they're up, they're good up until four. Then it kind of goes, and then Jason versus Freddy was good for just because of what it was.
Yeah.
I like that it was like 2003 and it was, you know, the future kind of thing. We're up in our time. And it, I really kind of wish it did come out in 2004, though, because that would have been the 20th anniversary of Nightmare on Elm Street. So Freddy for 20 years. And then, you know, Warner Brothers is like, we're going to go ahead and make remakes. You did good. You did one good remake, Warner Brothers, and that was the Texas Chainsaw remake that you did in 2000. Was it 2004? Give was it after? I think it was after Texas. I think it was after
I can't even remember
Freddy versus Jason. Or maybe even the same year, 2003, I think. That was the year all that was together, and we're like, woo! Yeah. I had like Batman Begins and shit. I'm like, cool.
Yeah.
And then they just ruined it. With the what's that company?
Miramax?
No, not Miramax. The one that fucking Michael Bay produces out of. The one that, not to mention, it's not New Line. It's something, hold on. I'm trying to think of it. I hate it so much. It's the one that Friday the 13th was and the one that Nightmare on Elm Street was.
Infinity.
No.
No, that's what the fucking blue. The
no, it was Platinum Dunes. That's fucking. They did one good thing. It was a Texas Chainsaw prequel and remake. Other than that, fuck you.
The Friday remake was pretty
good. Okay, okay. I'll give you that. It was nostalgic in a lot of ways. It was about sex and a lot of sex.
And it wasn't. They didn't try to copy Jason. This was like a fast. He wasn't was zombie like, Jason anymore either. He was a live Jason.
It was like fast. They took the first three movies and combined them.
Yeah.
Which was fine. I liked it a lot. I liked it better, and I thought Derek Mears was good. I liked it better than the Nightmare. Nightmare 1, it was a WB, like, fucking Sunday matinee bullshit. Like, none of the kids were likable. They were horrible people. I don't care. Jason, at least it had everybody had their thing, but it was the same thing. They had fucking what's-his-name in it, Padalecki. Just like how the My Bloody Valentine was.
Yeah.
You know, Eccles. Which I liked a Bloody Valentine remake pretty much, too.
Yeah.
I thought that was good. But I don't know. I think it. I don't know why people are having so much trouble. It's not hard to write a good Halloween story or a good fucking Jason movie. Nightmare is a little more tricky because of the dream elements.
Yes.
But the Jason one's not so much. I think you can do it if you want.
There is that fan-made poster that I was hoping was a real poster where it's a claw machine and it's the razor glove.
Yeah.
There's a chick screaming head and the toys. That would have been a fucking killer dream death sequence.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah, I don't know about that. They don't always have to make the most elaborate dream stuff either. I think him just slashing you up is pretty sweet. Yeah. And I know it was like that in the remake, but he was, even though he wasn't trying to be too corny, he was. But that's just me, and I don't have a problem with, Rorschach or anything. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what's a he just got oh yeah, the Preacher. He just got
he's in that?
He's gonna be in the new Preacher TV series.
And so is Dominic Cooper, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Dominic Cooper is Howard Stark And he's in a bunch of shit. He was in Dracula Untold. I like Dracula Untold, by the way. I thought that was pretty good. I
don't remember if I watched that one yet or not.
I like Luke Evans, so. He was in a really good movie that WWE put out, which was No One Lives.
Mm.
That was a good fucking movie. That was really good. That was like one of the best movies I've seen WWE put out. I want to see the one Dean Ambrose, too, because I'm a big Dean Ambrose fan.
I'm a big Dean Ambrose fan.
He's like old school ECW.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he was a lot of
people, he was seriously old school. If you watched his Dragon Gate,
is that when he was all bloody? And it's like Suplex City. That sounds like a cakewalk. He's all bloody.
Yeah, I mean, when he was John Moxley, I mean, just seriously, people, look up John Moxley.
That's his real name, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, John Moxley. So yeah, yeah.
No, we got a lot that we got to start doing today. So
yeah, pretty much
start cutting this.
You don't fucking tell me what to do on my show.
My show.
Our show.
You're fucking. Sounds it's on my show.
I'm going to fucking grow my hair out and put a bunch of bleach blonde in it. That's what I'm going to do. No, really, though. Go to your local stores and support comic books and stuff and support other geeky things. And definitely go to cons. They're fun.
Yeah.
Even if you don't
A lot of people think they're too expensive, but you know what? It is.
You don't need
to
go all day or all. You don't need to go all week.
Yeah.
Only reason why I would do it spooky most of the time is because, well, A, we're a guest, and B, is because that's in Orlando, so I might as well be there all weekend. If it was out of town, obviously. But going to PalmCon, I'll go there for a day and just hang out and walk around. And my sister...
No, this year's spooky, we're doing one day. So
yeah, well, that, for retro. October, yeah,
October is probably going to be a much bigger show.
Well, we'll be there. I'll be there all weekend because I think we're doing more panels and stuff. But I can't say anything yet because we don't know for sure. But that'll be cool. But no, the cool thing about the Treasure Coast Freak Show is you can still go all weekend and you can go home.
Yep.
We're right here.
Yep.
And it's not the same thing as Spooky. Spooky has like an all-night agenda type thing at the hotel.
Yeah, they have the after party.
These daytime conventions don't do that as much. So you don't really have to go home and go out and do something else. So that's cool. Go there during the day and go do whatever afterwards. So real quick before we go, we need to plug Freak Show again because it is coming up.
Got to plug John's Freak Show, Treasure Coast Comic Con, which is coming September.
Yeah, and Treasure Coast Freak Show, which is going to be March 4th, 5th, and 6th.
Yes.
In Fort Pierce, right off of Avenue, Virginia.
Virginia Avenue, Fenn Center.
Fenn Center.
Just, you know, where NXT is always...
Yeah, if you're in town, you know where it is. But it's going to be a fucking killer show. Like, you should totally go and hang out. Yeah. You know, you're not
going to
get a
There's going to be a real freak show there.
They are
going to
do that? Sweet. Yep. I heard about that. That's going to be cool. Movies, they're going to have movies and showtimes. They're working on the schedule. It's very, very... They're working on it right now.
Like, it's first show. It's going
to
have...
But where else are you going to get to hang out with Akers when it's... Or actors when you won't be bombarded with super long lines like you would at MegaCon?
Yes.
Or Mega... Like, take a break from... The MegaCon's fun, but it's kind of turning into San Diego, and it's too much of a nightmare. This is a nice, small, cool con that you can just chill. And it turns out this area has a lot of people that are into the same kind of stuff.
Yep.
Who knew? I had no idea because I thought it was just me and my five friends. But that's good that we know now because now everybody can hang out.
Yeah.
So, you know, put on your Iron Man suit if you want or put on your horror clothes. Go out, be accepting and hang out and just do your own thing. And remember, it's fun and you don't have to, like, you know, ruin that. So anyway, we're out of here. So that's the end of the, Homicidal Geek Show.
Yeah, second episode.
Yes. And tune in every Saturday for Underground Horror Radio on podunkradio.com. If you're into horror punk and the Misfits and stuff like that, you will definitely like that show, hosted by my wife and local Florida author, published author, Nicole Velakis, so, and myself. And don't forget to check out Razor Power
Razor Power Glove Productions.
Yes. Now, you got a website yet or no?
No website. Yeah, we do. We just started the Etsy.
Yeah, talk about that real quick. We don't have to run this right now.
Yeah, promote your shit, bro. We have the Etsy, Razor Power Glove Productions.
Check it out. Etsy, man. And
we have a few things up there.
We didn't
right
really
now.
Even go over anything else. So what else do we got coming up? Because you made the 8-bit Jason, what do you call them? The dot things.
The Pearl Beads.
Yes. Yes. I saw pictures of that. That's awesome. Be happy. Promote your shit. It's awesome.
I got a bunch of shit.
Come on.
We got other episodes we can plug.
All right. Well, because this is the kind of stuff you're going to have at the convention, right?
Yeah.
So we're not going to have time to do this beforehand.
All kinds of fun shit at the convention.
Yeah. So come check out his booth, Razor Power Glove Productions. It's going to be awesome. Plenty of cool shit. He makes a lot of cool
shit.
Yeah,
we're going to have an actual Nintendo system there. You can play the actual cartridge that we sell.
Yes. By the way, you got to come over again, and we can play it online, because I want to play it. I don't want to wait till then, because fuck them. But we can videotape it,
too. You can
always
buy a copy.
Yeah, no. You can give me the emulator, and I'll play it on my computer. Well, no, because we're going to film.
Actually, I can give you the emulator.
We can actually film this stuff soon.
I'm seriously thinking about trying to start selling.
All right, real quick before we go, if we were to start, and this might be a little way off, because technically we should get people to know us a little bit better, but if we were going to do a Patreon, what kind of cool stuff could we maybe, I don't know, give away as gifts, as
yeah,
stuff?
We can give away some of the Fraser Power Club production posters stuff like that.
What kind of exclusive content you think we could do? Maybe some videos.
Yeah.
Maybe some certain things, because I got all the shit to do it.
Yeah, we're hoping to eventually have the Jasons on as
yes.
a Skype Q&A.
Jasons are cool. And we'll probably interview first Jason Ari Lehman
yep,
at
the
con.
The freak show.
So
I'm hoping to get first Jason to play one of my games and get actual video of that.
Well, so. I'm going to bring the whole equipment. I might hopefully have a couple of mics, new mics by then. And you know what? If you want to pop on the show real quick and say hi to us, you can do that as well. We're very open. So anyway, that's it. Bye. We'll see you. Please go to Morbid Movies every month. Next month is, by the time this gets out, you might not even go. But next month is Army of Darkness, Bruce Campbell classic.
Groovy.
Yes, very groovy. So anyway, that's it. Bye.
Keep it homicidal, peeps.
See, he knows what's up. Bye.
Well, you know, first of all, I didn't say anything. And second of all, I'm calling the shots. Consider me fucking Willy fucking Wonka. This is my fucking chocolate factory.
Get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.